Another cup of Maxwell House coffee, George?
Sure. Pour me a cup, Tracy.
You know, Maxwell House is always good to the last drop.
And that drop's good, too.
Yes, it's Maxwell House Coffee Time, starring George Burns and Tracy Allen. With yours truly, Bill Goodwin, the music of Meredith Wilson and his orchestra, our happy postman, Mel Blanc, Elliot Lewis, and Robert Bent. For your Thursday night comedy enjoyment, it's George and Gracie. And for your everyday coffee drinking enjoyment, it's Maxwell House, the coffee that's always good to the last drop. It's breakfast time as we look in at the Burns home today, and George and Gracie are looking at the morning paper.
My goodness, George, did you read this? Some burglars sawed through a man's door and took everything in his house.
Yeah, there's really a crime wave. Every day you read about more burglaries and robberies.
Oh, George, why don't you ask Bill Goodwin to move in with us?
Why?
Well, I feel safer with a man around the house.
How about me?
Yeah, you'd be safer too.
Thanks, but I can protect both of us.
Well, George, if you won't let Bill Goodwin move in, let's go down to the pet shop and get a watchdog. I'll feel safer if I have protection.
But, honey, when you've got me, you've got protection. I'm just the same as a dog.
Well, George, that's the first time you've ever agreed with my mother.
Let's go to the pet shop.
Oh, here we are, George. Potter's Pet Shop.
How do you do? May I help you?
Well, yes. I want to look over your supply of dogs.
Very well. Would you like a little peek?
No, I want to take a real good look.
By a peek, madam, I meant a Pekingese, the royal dog of China.
Oh, no, that wouldn't do at all. I can't speak a word of Chinese.
Madam.
Suppose I wanted to tell this Chinese dog his dinner was ready. By the time I got an interpreter, his chop suey would be cold.
Gracie, that's enough about the Chinese dog.
All right, dear.
Thank you, sir. Perhaps, madam, you would prefer a bulldog.
No, I prefer a burglar dog. We don't expect bulls to break into our house.
I'm beginning to catch on. At least I think I am. You want a dog to protect you from burglars?
Yes.
Good. How about a boxer?
No, I don't want the dog to box with the burglars. I want him to bite them.
Madam.
So if he wore boxing gloves, it would keep his nails from scratching the furniture.
Sir, is this your wife?
Yes.
Is she often like this?
Just overlooking.
Takes practice, I suppose.
Yes.
Well, here I go again.
Keep trying, kid.
Madam, I withdraw my suggestion about the boxer. Instead, how about a Doberman pincher?
No, I don't want the dog to pinch the burglars either. If you've got a Doberman biter, I'll take it.
Keep punching, kid.
How about a setter?
He sounds too lazy.
How about a pointer?
He sounds too impolite.
How about going to another shop?
No, I'm sure we can work something out.
You work it out. I'll see you later. I'm going home.
You will have to excuse my husband, Mr. Potter. He's the nervous type.
I understand. Believe me. Would you still like to buy a dog?
Yes, yeah. Oh, this dog is kind of cute. What is he?
A spitz.
Chew tobacco, huh?
Day and night.
Oh, then I better not take him. Oh, here's a wonderful dog. A great big fellow. What kind is he?
A St. Bernard. He's the dog that's famous for carrying a keg of brandy around.
Oh. It seems to me that your dogs are not very well brought up. That one chews and this one drinks.
I'm sure a good home would straighten him out.
Well, he's certainly the right size to frighten away burglars. Hello, boy.
Oh.
Uh-huh. Mr. Potter, I'll take him.
Good.
Don't bother to wrap him up. I'll just carry him.
Yes.
But on second thought, he's big enough to carry me.
Yes.
I'll drop by tomorrow and tell you if my husband likes him.
Well, not tomorrow, madam. I've decided to take a week off in a sanitarium. Goodbye now.
George, come in the living room and see our dog.
Oh, you finally bought one.
Mm-hmm. St. Bernard. Oh, he's so big and friendly. Except when he sees a bum or a tramp, of course. Then he's guaranteed to growl.
Good. Let's take a look at the pooch.
Doggie, this is your master. The man we're going to protect. Say hello to him. Doggie, don't growl at him. You're only supposed to growl at bums. Now say hello.
Isn't he making a little mistake?
Well, I don't know. They're awfully intelligent.
Gracie, you better get rid of this fur-bearing elephant. He doesn't like me.
Well, just show him that you're his master. Stand there and look him right in the eye.
Okay.
Kneel down, doggy, so George can look you in the eye.
Forget it.
How can we feed this big mutt?
Oh, it won't be expensive. When we buy our meat, the butcher could throw in something for the dog.
If the dog opens his mouth, we can throw in the butcher.
But John, think of the protection he'll give us. He's trained to bite any suspicious character when you say sick him. George Brent, get your leg out of that dog's mouth.
It was his idea, not mine. Call him off.
Let go of George's leg, doggy. If you want an old bone, I'll get you one at the market.
Well, this is going to be one happy little family.
Meredith, did you ever stop to think how many songs the moon has inspired?
Quite a few, Bill, but for lasting popularity, there aren't many to equal Wabash Moon. All of which is a tribute not just to the song, but to the Wabash River and the pleasant, friendly state of Indiana.
Well, they've got a lot to be proud of out there in the Hoosier Country. From the flat, fertile farmlands where the tall corn grows, to the sycamore-shaded banks of the Wabash itself, you'll find a brand of hospitality that's famous. And a way of life that makes Indiana a mighty welcome and inviting part of the American scene. Brings to mind how Maxwell House Coffee truly belongs to the American scene, too. Why, folks have been expressing their hospitality with Maxwell House for generations. And today, in this coffee-drinking nation, more people buy and enjoy Maxwell House than any other brand of coffee at any price. It's Maxwell House wherever you go. Flavors behind this nationwide preference, that good to the last drop Maxwell House flavor that results from the skillful blending of these superior Latin American coffees. Manizales for mellowness, Medellins for richness. Other choice coffees for vigor, and Bucaramanga's for full body. Resulting in coffee you enjoy at its flavor peak. So friends, why not know the extra pleasure of extra good coffee? You can for just a fraction of a penny more per cup than you'd pay for the cheapest coffee sold. Just you say, Maxwell House, always good to the last drop.
That's it. Now shake hands. Now lie down, roll over. Roll over. That's good. Now play dead. Aw, that's wonderful, George. Now, doggy, see if you can do it.
I showed you how, you big stupid mutt. Oh, quiet.
Oh, George, doesn't it give you a wonderful sense of protection to have a big, fierce watchdog in the house? If any undesirable person tries to get in, you just say, stick him.
Boom.
George, stop teasing him. Get your leg out of his mouth.
Turn loose. Turn loose. And Gracie, stop saying that. Every time you do, he grabs me.
Oh, dear, someone's at the door. I'm afraid to open it, and the dog might bite them.
Good, I could use a rest. Come in.
Good morning, Mr. and Mrs. Burns. Here's your mail. Oh, money. You've got a Shetland pony.
No, that's our new watchdog.
Hello, big boy.
Ooh, don't try to pet him. He'll tear you apart.
Look at that big moose. He's licking the postman's hand.
Oh, I love dogs. I've got a big old ugly bloodhound, but my wife wants me to get rid of him.
Why?
I keep making the same mistake. I come home and pat my wife and kiss the bloodhound. They look exactly alike.
You better not say that around the house.
You're right. The dog would kill me.
Would you like to take this dog home, Mr. Postman? He despises me.
Oh, no, he doesn't, George. If you were in danger, he'd protect you. Mr. Postman, you start kicking George and see what happens.
Very well. Take that.
Oh, now, you see, George, he's protecting you.
Protecting me? He's got me by the seat of my pants.
Well, sure, that's so the postman can't kick you there.
Let go of me, you monster.
Oh, goodbye, Mickey Burns. Remember, keep smiling.
Keep smiling, he says, with this canine Sidney Greenstreet hanging onto my pants. Oh, quiet, quiet.
George, I'm going out to the kitchen to get the dog some water. While I'm gone, make friends with him.
How? I'd love to.
Well, they say music has charms. Sing to him. Let him hear his master's voice.
What's the idea?
Well, you see, you sing so beautifully, Sugar Throat.
I do?
Oh, yes. You're the male Margaret Truman.
Well, I'll try.
I'll be right back.
Well, get a load of this, Pooch. Ain't misbehaving all by himself.
No! Hey.
Cut that out. Ain't misbehaving all by himself. Ain't misbehaving. Look, give me a chance. Ain't misbehaving all by himself.
Oh, that was beautiful. Especially that high note in the end.
That was the dog.
Oh. Well, sing some more.
I won't do it.
Well, just hum then. Oh, that was beautiful.
That's the door buzzer.
Now, who could that be?
I hope it's the dog catcher. Come in.
Hello, all. Oh, you got a St. Bernard. Nice doggy.
Oh, look out, Meredith. He'll tear you limb from limb. Oh. Look, George. He's licking Meredith's face.
Oh, fine. He tears off my leg and drools on every stranger.
Well, all dogs like me, George. When I was a boy back on the farm in Mason City, Iowa, I had a wonderful dog named Rover. If a fox tried to rob the hen house, I just say, sick him.
Whoa.
Oh, George. George, can't you keep your leg out of that dog's mouth?
Yes, George. That seems very inconsiderate. How would you like it if I put my leg in your mouth?
I'd love it.
George. Tell us more about Rover, Meredith.
Well, we were more than just a boy and his dog. We were real friends. He shared his bed with me.
Oh, Meredith, didn't it bother you when he scratched for please?
No, it felt good. Well, sir, one day poor Rover got a hold of some bad food and began to sicken.
To what?
Sicken.
Oh, dog, there you go again, sticking your leg in the dog's mouth.
Yes, George. I cannot stand here and watch you torment this noble animal. Do you mind if I go?
If you will. Some watchdog you drag me. The postman and Meredith, two guys he's never seen before, walk in and he loves them.
Well, he probably sensed that they were friends of ours. But just let some stranger come along and I'll bet he'll tear them apart.
Yes.
Answer the door, darling. I'm going to fix some lunch.
Yes?
How about buying some magazine subscriptions, old-timer?
Old-timer?
Hey, I got some great ones here. The Glassblower's Journal.
I don't want any. And get your foot out of the door.
Now, don't try to brush me off, old-timer.
This is what I've been waiting for. Okay, dog. Sick. Woof! Not me. Not me. Grab him.
Well, what a nice big dog. Hello, Buster.
Him he likes, too.
Well, as I was saying, old-timer, how about a 10-year subscription to the Motorman's Weekly?
The Motorman's Weekly? Get out of here.
Looks like the dog's on my side. You better take the Motorman's Weekly.
Okay, I'll take it. Now, on your way.
Not so fast, old-timer. How about a 20-year subscription to the Chinchilla Breeders' Gazette?
Are you kidding? Beat it.
Sign right here, old-timer.
This is murder.
It's Meredith Wilson and his music, Till the Clouds Roll By.
This doghouse is finished. In you go.
Hi, George. What are you doing?
Oh, hello, Bill. I'm finishing a doghouse for this four-legged Swiss Alp that Gracie bought.
What's he doing?
Oh, it's kind of a race. I'm building a house for him, and he's digging a hole for me. Just a question of which one of us finishes first.
Well, gee, he's a nice big dog. Hi, fella.
Oh, fine. You he likes, too. Me, he bites in the leg.
Bites your leg, huh? Must be a southern dog, like ham hocks.
Oh. Doghouse is finished. Okay, Mutt. In you go. Come on. Get in the doghouse. Okay, then. I'll push you in. Come on, now.
Well, this will do it.
Let me out!
You know, it's funny how some dumb animals are smarter than other dumb animals.
Where's George?
Usual place, in the doghouse.
Oh, George Burns, you come out of there. How do you expect to make friends with this dog? First you keep sticking your leg in his mouth, and now you take his house.
Gracie, either this dog leaves or I leave. One of us has to get out.
But, George, I need protection against burglars.
Well, then choose between us. Either the dog protects you or I protect you. Now, which do you keep? Your husband or a St. Bernard?
Well, naturally, there's only one choice to make.
Sure.
Will you take care of him, Bill? Give him a nice warm place to sleep and food to eat.
Oh, sure, Gracie. I'll take care of him. Come along, George.
George, huh? Hey, Gracie, did you hear what the comedian said? He thinks you want me to go instead of the dog. Straighten him out.
Bill, see that George gets his Maxwell House coffee every morning.
Huh?
I will, Gracie. That's a perfect way to start each day. Rich, delicious, mellow Maxwell House coffee. How many cups do you drink, George?
Three. I mean, that's a mistake.
No, you can have as many as you want. After all, Maxwell House is bought and enjoyed by more people than any other brand of coffee in the world. And no wonder careful selection and blending of premium Latin American coffees plus gradient roasting add up to that famous good-to-the-last-drop flavor you get in no other coffee.
Gracie, you want me to go to Bill's and the dog to stay here?
Well, just till the burglar scare is over, George. Take care of him, Bill. See that he takes his exercise every morning. Have you got a window he can open?
Yes.
Oh, that's his exercise.
Gracie.
And Bill, be sure to test his bath water before he gets in the tub.
To see if it's too hot?
No, too deep.
Gracie.
Remember, Bill, I'm sending you my most precious possession.
Oh, that won't be necessary, Gracie. I got plenty of Maxwell House coffee.
Look, you Silex jockey, for 2 cents.
No home should be without Maxwell House coffee, Gracie. And no home has to be without it. Maxwell House is the very best in coffee drinking enjoyment, yet it costs but a fraction of a penny more per cup than the cheapest coffee you can buy. That's why so many millions agree today's coffee buy is Maxwell House, the coffee that's always good to the last drop. Now, come along, George.
Oh, wait a minute. Wait.
Goodbye, George. Be good to him, Bill. Help him get dressed in the morning.
I can dress myself.
I know, but it looks so much neater if it's laced in the back.
Yeah, if his corset isn't laced up, the stays might stick him.
Might what?
Stick him. Oh,
George Burns, for the last time, get your leg out of that dog's mouth.
Well, that does it. First thing in the morning, this snapping turtle goes back to the pet shop. Now I'm going in and take an aspirin.
Well, looks like you're going to lose your dog, Gracie.
Oh, it'll break my heart. Bill, I've got an idea. Tonight, you rob our house.
Huh?
I mean, you pretend to be a burglar. The dog will chase you away, be a big hero, and George will let me keep him.
Well, I'd like to do it, Gracie, but at 8:15, I've got a date with the girl I'm engaged to marry.
Well, call her and postpone it.
I can't. I don't know her name.
All right. Rob the house at 8 o'clock. I'll get George to bed by then.
Yeah. Okay, Gracie. I'll see you at 8.
I'm getting tired. Let's go to bed, dear.
Go to bed?
Mm-hmm.
It's only 8 o'clock. It's too early.
But going to bed early puts roses in your cheeks.
I've already got roses in my cheeks.
But I don't like yellow roses.
I'm not going to bed. I'm not sleepy.
All right. I'll read to you from this magazine that the salesman left here.
The Motorman's Weekly? Put it down.
But this looks like a wonderful article. It's called Life Can Be Beautiful on a Streetcar in Scranton.
Sounds beautiful.
By John Connors, Motorman, Junior Grade. He says, I like my job very much.
John Connors says that.
Yeah. It is a good job. The first stop I make is at the corner of First and Main. There I pick up passengers. Some are men, some are women. The second stop I make is at the corner of Second and Main. There I pick up more passengers. Some are men, some are women. The third stop...
In Is there much more of that?
All pages of it. Isn't it fascinating?
Oh, it's fascinating, yeah.
The third stop I make is at the corner of 3rd and Main. There I pick up more passengers. Some are men, some are
women. Yes.
I don't pick up many children. They like to walk. The fourth
I think I'll go to bed.
Oh, that's a good idea, George. You run along and I'll lock up.
Yes. Good night.
Good night, dear. Thought I'd never get rid of them. Poor Bill must be waiting outside. Are you there, Bill?
Yeah. Let's hurry. My babe is waiting.
All right. The dog is in the den.
Yeah.
When you go in, he'll bark and I'll call George. Then you jump out the window and let him see you running away.
Yeah, okay. Come on.
Oh, darn it. The dog's asleep. Wake up, doggy. Wake up. Oh, please, please wake up, doggy. We've got a burglar.
I don't think anything will wake him, Gracie.
Oh, why not?
I just noticed I've been standing on his tail.
Oh, Bill, you make a noise like a dog. Lay your ears back and howl.
Me?
Well, sure, I've seen you do it many times at Hollywood and Vine.
Okay.
Oh, a burglar got in the den, but the dog scared him away. See, there he goes out the window.
My golly, you're right.
Now aren't you proud of our watchdog? He's a hero.
Yeah, I owe him an apology. Doggy, I was wrong about you.
Hey, he's asleep.
Well, he's exhausted. He leaped at the burglar and chased him around the room and bit him.
Wait a minute. You're making this up. This silly pooch is dead to the world.
Oh, honestly, George, he almost tore the burglar apart. I didn't even have to say sick him.
Boop! Let go of my leg.
What a watchdog. There he is. Sound asleep again. Look at him. Sprawled out on the floor like a rug. Isn't that awful?
Oh, it certainly is. Pick him up, George, and put him in our bed.
Good night, everybody.
Join us again next week when we'll all be back. George Burns, Gracie Allen, Meredith Wilson and his orchestra, and yours truly, Bill Goodwin. The George Burns and Gracie Allen Show is written by Paul Henning and Keith Fowler. Until next Thursday, then, good night and good luck from the makers of Maxwell House, America's number one preferred brand of coffee. Always good to the last drop. Now stay tuned in for Noah Webster Says, which follows immediately over most of these stations.
Breakfast feed your crying need? There's always time for instant Maxwell House coffee. It's instant, it's new, it's good to the last drop, too. Yes, trust Maxwell House to make a better instant coffee. Roaster fresh, true coffee flavor, true coffee aroma, because it's all coffee made from America's favorite, the famous Maxwell House blend. And thrifty. A jar of instant Maxwell House makes fully as much as a pound of regular coffee. Make yours instant Maxwell House. Good to the last drop.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.